The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures or sat songs, we already have them running 24 hours a day. In the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously, religious group section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the mission of my today's conversation. We again will be together for an hour and a half, and we will be discussing the mission. And of course, this room, as usual, is to find out about our mission. We hope that you have gone to our website and studied our teachings, and you have seen this revelation. Indeed, it is the last revelation, and the sooner humanity come to understand that they are one in God, the sooner they will stop fighting with each other and come to understand that they have to share this earth and also reach to this space and bring in a greater degree of the standard of living for everybody, so no one be left behind and all can come together as one humanity based on God's will that he has clearly shown in his scriptures, to follow his laws and revelations and bring the greater degree of unity and prosperity and greater oneness with God and bring his kingdom on earth. Not that he needs to be king, not that he needs to be accepted as the only point of focus, but that is the only way to salvation of man, to go away from this gross world to the spiritual world and oneness with the light. The more humanity focuses on God and brings the spirit in their existence, the greater their progress will be toward the oneness with the light. And this mission, of course, clearly glorifies this idea and God, and shows humanity that the salvation indeed has come. We are here to confirm that and give this message to all of you. And of course, if this message is given to you, you become a channel to spread this message to other people and all over the world. And of course, humanity is resisting it very hard not to see this truth, because all the religions before it, they have created such a environment that each of them do not want to give up their ideas, when their ideas and God's revelation are absolutely different. And it shows how humanity easily can replace God's ideas and revelation with their own ideas and their own understandings. And of course, that is where the problem starts. And we do have that problem on earth at this time also. They are hanging into their religions and dogmas and beliefs with their lives, and Unfortunately, this will create a lot of separation and destruction and tribulation on earth. And this message, the healing power for humanity, and clearly is shown that the Word of God is more than any other scripture before it. And all those who have a scripture and the revelation from God, they have to realize theirs is limited to a specific people, a specific language, a specific part, on earth. This is the only one that is that have come with a universal scope for the whole earth, and it unifies all regions of the world and brings the unity that humanity indeed are the children of one God. It is no two or three, and also it doesn't oppose us any other religion. It says your religion is okay. It's not like other religion says, no, my religion is better than yours. It says your religion is okay, but see yourself in a greater vision, which is the eternal divine path and the revelation which has come to humanity for the last 12,000 years, and especially last 6,000 years, the prophets have come to humanity, and all of them have brought a message, a part of God's revelation to man. And now we have all come to understand this truth. Okay, and if you see sometimes I hesitate or stop, I get PMs from different parts and I answer them, and that is why you see sometimes it's kind of a slowness in the speech. That's when I'm concentrating to read what is in the PM. In general, if you go to our website, see the prophecies, the genealogy, the revelation, reading the scriptures, especially the Bible, and the revelation of the revelations, and other books that has been explained in the holiest of the holies, though the last testaments are a scripture to humanity, you have no choice but to see your religion is just a part of a greater truth that now clearly states that God has been sending all these things separately. Now this is the revelation all have to clearly see have come from God and prophesied to come. Therefore that should become your first priority of life. The first priority in your life should be this message, this mission, this revelation. To see that that is the goal of your life, and that's why you are here. You are here to see this vision clearly, spread it widely, and bring also the rest of humanity see this truth and come together and create communities of light, and eventually create a peaceful earth, and bring God as the king of this earth, and his laws, the laws of man. And man stops making the laws, making the, you know, ideas that is not from the spirit, but it's from a narrow point of one race, one people, one nation, one part of God's revelation. This is the time to expand human consciousness, get rid of all the dogmas. Indeed, we have to envision ourselves stripped of all our knowledge, become a natural man, a man that have been born and is not influenced with any culture, any religion, any specific dogmas, but are essence that have been born in this world as a human, as a being from the source. Now, why God created the history? What were these revelations from the Spirit and prophets? What happened before the flood of Noah? Why flood of Noah? Why God closed our third eye and let us not to see the Spirit anymore? What was the purpose of all these doings by God? Why God sent all these religions? Is there any one God, or there are many gods that they have sent many revelations and each of them say different thing? But there is only one God. If there is only one God and He is the most clear in the universe, how can He send so many different religions that contradict each other or do not agree with each one another? That clearly shows if it is not united, it is not showing that they are from the same source, they are not from God, they are from human. They are from human-made mind. So, we can clearly, completely disregard anything that does not unify humanity and separate them. It's very logical. It's something everybody should think about them. And logically it comes to this conclusion, yes indeed, God has been sending all this revelation, and this revelation now shows the promise has been kept at this end time of the history of human period, or called Kali Yoga, is the time to go to the next phase. This is the end. This is the time of the human consciousness to take a evolutionary leap and realize, I can't stay with these dogmas. I cannot accept these human understanding of God's revelation on the Spirit. And indeed, in our teaching, God says He has decided to promise Abraham many things, and He fulfilled them. Therefore, easily we can see God exists. If you do not feel Him, if you do not remember Him, if you do not completely realize that you are here to return home to Godhead, then there is something affecting you in your life that your concentration is being diverted to other places. And that's very understandable in this time of human history. Maya, or attraction of external world, is more powerful than any other time. There are pools all over. Radio, television, even you can take it with you. You can have a small gadget to put all your music and things with you and take it with you. You have been bombarded with the information, internet. All those things are good, but they have to be used for God. The more these gadgets and this technology are used for God, the more powerful God and His message will become on earth. That's what they have been created. They have been created for to create a greater Maya. They have been created to create a greater environment for the spiritual progress. We welcome everybody to the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room. This is the room that we answered any questions you have about the mission of Maitreya, unified all the religions of the world. As we build that, all humanity is one and all religions have a part of the greater truth. You can go to our website and study about them and come here and discuss with us our teachings and how your religion and your understanding, no matter what it is, even if you are in a... Do not grab the mic. Pirapur, if you have a question, you raise your hand and we let you have the mic and we listen what you have to say. This is the room for the teaching of the mission of Maitreya, and this room is to discuss the mission and our teaching together and the questions that people have about the mission. And of course, there has been many, many questions which has been answered, and they are on the website, and you can go and study them. But of course, we are still open to any new person. The people who are new in the mission, they can go to the website and study our teaching and come, even if the question has been asked before, that would be fine. We will answer them again and again until everybody eventually know the truth of God, His revelation, history, creation, and where we are at this moment of human history, and why this revelation has come at this time, what is the duty of humanity in this time to realize this revelation and come together and create the communities of light and eventually the kingdom of God on earth. This is the blueprint of coming of the kingdom on earth. And those who resist it, of course, they will be going in the wrong direction. They are not in tune with the spirit of God, and therefore they will not succeed. Because as we have clearly shown in our teaching, God said He will do things in the past, and He has done them, and He has been successful in all of them. And now He has revealed this revelation, and He says this is the way He wants to see humanity to go, and therefore He will succeed. No matter how many people come here, not come here, help, not help, or whatever, eventually we will succeed in this endeavor because God is with us. God said it will, so it will. And therefore, our salvation is to have that faith, to have that understanding, to understand that God said this will come, to prove to ourselves first, is this really from God? Did God say that this revelation will come? Did He prophesy? Did He foretell of coming of the end time, of the last revelation of God? If He has, if you could prove it to yourself, this is it, then you are having a good understanding and grip of the reality of the events that is happening on earth at this time and what is coming. Then, of course, those who are called for this mission, who have been preparing themselves for it, easily accept it and will help in any way they can to make it available to everybody on earth. Of course, we are very glad to report that now we have the website in Spanish language, and our brother George de Silleas has been helping in this regard, and now, of course, we have the website in English, French, and Spanish. And if people go to the website in different languages, they can also read them in other languages. We expect eventually our teaching being translated to all the languages on earth. And of course, more than that, we encourage everybody to understand English. English is the universal language for humanity at this time, and already many people know English, and the more they know English, the more they can communicate with one another. Some people say probably, you know, the revelation of God should come from, you know, in Arabic language. English has been influenced with Arabic language. It's been influenced with French. It was influenced with Spanish. So it is a universal language. It is created with the influence of many other different languages. So knowing English is the priority, because this revelation also has come in English. And if you know English, you can understand the teaching in a greater degree. As you know, when we translate one piece of literature to another, it loses some of its original meaning, because there are some words in each culture that it cannot be translated to another language. Therefore, now that we have it translated, we also encourage even those who read them in different languages, learn English and read them in original revelation, which is in English language. And English language has been influenced with everything on earth. So actually English has many, many words and influences from other languages, even Sanskrit and Hinduism have been influencing Dharma, Karma, and all that. Okay, Sifat is asking, is it correct that our spiritual evolution is not possible to do alone? Exactly, that is correct. The salvation of man is impossible doing it by ourselves. If you study the revelation, in the revelation of revelation, in the seventh church, after the seventh church or chapter 3, it explains those who have overcome, they are neither cold or hot, and they think they need of nothing, and they have reached a very high level of consciousness, and they become very self-centered and selfish, and they think they're great. God said, I will spew you out of my mouth. I will not let you come in. Therefore, if you selfishly or individually want to go to God, what's going to happen to you, you will be back to earth. Even your state might become worse than it was before. Actually, you will be put in a place that you would not have the same opportunity that you used to reach to that state. And so God clearly it says that He's not going to accept your individual progress and endeavor to God, but you have to come as a collective salvation. And that is clearly the message of all the scriptures. And God emphasizes in every scripture about the communities. Even Buddha talks about, you know, Sangha and Dharma. Sangha, community, and Dharma is innate nature of each individual or member in the community. Of course, Quran talks about the communities, Ummah, the teaching of Old New Testament. Christ surely says, love one another as I love you. He didn't say, just meditate and go to heaven, but create an environment that everybody is loved and cherished and taken care of. You know, Old Testament, the whole thing is based on the communities, and God is trying to find the elect or the people who will come and accept God as the God and His laws. So to community and collective progress to pure consciousness is the way to go. Of course, in this revelation, now it clearly shows how. It says the mystical path is not perfect, the Old Testament is not perfect, the New Testament is not perfect, the Islam is not perfect, the Baha'i teaching is not perfect, Baba's teaching is not perfect. Now the perfection has come to humanity, and the salvation of man will be accelerated hundreds and thousands of times if we create, not really if, when we create the comings of light. And of course, those who are the pioneer, they will have a harder time. They have to sacrifice in a greater degree. They have to come to this understanding that, yes, indeed, they have to come and accept God and become a part of His work, force, or task. Therefore, it is not a revelation or a mission that I'm going to do it by myself. I need all the help I can have from all of you, and more. And, of course, you all are doing great and helping a lot. But, of course, if you can push yourself in a greater degree to help more, that would be even better. But it is the collective endeavor that will manifest in greater degree. And when we create the kingdom of heaven on earth, of course, each person have enough to eat, place to sleep, time to meditate, and progress in a greater degree. And we will have a system that it will be based on that goal to bring and create an environment that everybody's physiological and safety needs are being taken care of. If you are afraid there's going to somebody throw a bomb at your head, you won't be able to sit and meditate clearly and progress. Your first priority is to find a shelter. If you are hungry and you don't have enough to eat, you can say, okay, I'm going to sit there and meditate. If you have to work 16 hours a day and you don't have time to relax, or even when you have the time to use it to go to do other things than meditation and yoga and all the spiritual thing and wrap yourself in God, of course, you will not progress. So the whole idea is to create an environment that everybody have those physiological safety taken care of, and then they will concentrate the rest of it in their spiritual progress. Of course, we're not there yet. We are in the process of creating a body, facilitating body for humanity to go and create that environment. So not, we are not even close to that goal. So we are here to now at the point of beginning of this great endeavor that we all have come to know. Now there's the revelation of God that tell us how to do it. Now we have come together to do it together. And the more humanity understand their individual salvation is based on collective salvation, and no person is an island, but they're all connected together. The sooner they realize they have come to get together. The goal of the life is to become divine. The goal of the life is to reach that essence of pure consciousness. So answer to your question is a resounding yes. You cannot go to God by yourself. That is what many great beings have been working to progress themselves, but they eventually realize that their salvation is based on salvation of all the humanity. So, this is another message for man to realize that the, first of all, the goal of life is to become divine, to reach full consciousness, to reach Godhead, and that is what it should be taught in the schools, in our televisions, in our radios, in our internet, everywhere. So, the children are not pulled away from God and taught the things that they are not godly. Have to be created an environment that they know from the very beginning, very childhood, the goal of the life is to become divine. The goal of the life to reach to pure consciousness. That's why I am here. I am being born to progress to God. Of course, we have said these things many times. It has been repeated over and over for the last 20 years. And the teaching really have been fulfilled and perfected and complete. So from the point of the view of the teaching, we are done with it. Sipas is asking, does Kamrita also imply other people from other parts of the world? The community can be created anywhere the people are. It doesn't have any boundaries. It doesn't have a set of form. It can be done. The base will be the Word of God, His laws, and the Eternal Divine Path. If you are in a community, you are expected to progress and spiritually meditate, awaken your spiritual forces, direct that energy toward the creation of the communist of light, no matter where they are. To sacrifice for it, it means not self-centered, it means giving of yourself to the community, giving more to the community than you take, therefore that community can prosper. A community can have more than it gives out. Then surrender and submit to God. What is the will of God? Well, we know that what the will of God is for humanity. We know what the will of God is in these revelations that is sent before this revelation. They are all a part of a great truth, eternal divine path. Now, what is the will of God for me? In this umbrella, in this revelation, what I can do to help, what kind of the talents, the ability, you know, what kind of everything that I can add to this movement and community. Of course, at this time, we are looking for the elect, we are looking for the facilitating body, we are looking for 12 people, or 24 people. It depends how we decide to do it. Are we going to divide the earth in 24 sections, or 12 sections? Then, such people, of course, will become a part of or a head or an inspiring person for that section, and they will find 12 other people who will become the head or inspiring people for that 12 section under them, and on to the community of light that they will help to create all over the earth. So at this time, we are trying to create a facilitating hierarchy. The facilitating hierarchy is not the final hierarchy. They really don't have any authority. They are just trying to be a channel, a way of God to reach to the communities of light. when we created that this body, this will be a people that are absolutely dedicated to this mission. They agree to almost drop everything and come and join the mission. And say, here I am. And of course, the people that we can work with them and they can work with us in a greater degree, and they have the ability and leadership and foresight to help this system to be created. This is one part of the mission. If there's other part of the mission, that there are bodies or the beings that will help or become the supportive system, support this mission in many other ways. And this supportive group will help this facilitating body to work and create an environment that eventually we can reach to every corner of the earth and we start create the communities of light. Of course, as the communities of light evolve, they will choose their leaders, their people, their those who they want to be their head or work for or work with. And as of course the communities have evolved and more communities have created, they will send and fulfill and fill the hierarchy, which is from the people, by people, for people, from the communities of light. And as these leaders are emerging, the facilitating body will become the elder and the elders, and they will become advisory groups for these leaders who merge from the community. Of course, as the humanity goes on and the governments and the people who are living on earth realize more and more they cannot bring peace on earth. Yes, Zillion, you can ask your question if it's on topic and based on our teachings. You can type it in text anytime you want, or if you want, you can raise your hand and we will give you the mic. But the same topic, stay focused. We hope that everybody come at the beginning of our room so they can see the rule in this room. The rule is simple, stay on the topic, do not grab the mic, and ask one question at a time, and also be articulate and respect our room, as this is our cyber church. So as far as you have those simple rules, you know, with you, you are welcome here, no matter where you are from, or what religion you are affiliated with, or what is your gender, or nationality, or race, doesn't make any difference whatsoever here in the room. You are welcome, but you have to accept those rules to be here. So, finishing the answer to the question of Sifas, eventually when this hierarchy come from the communities of light, the facilitating body is no longer needed. They become elders and eldest and all that. And eventually, of course, even the elder body will emerge from the hierarchy, from the communities, and our system will be here. Of course, in the beginning, it's going to be as an organizational system. But as it evolves and humanity will see that they cannot bring the kingdom of God on earth, they will eventually come and join more and more to humanity. So it should become a grass movement. There is no war, there is no beheading of the people, there is no destruction. Okay, our jihad is by ourselves. Our fight is with progressing ourselves and seeing this vision clearly. I hope you answered that answered your question. If you didn't, just go ahead and ask it again or elaborate more so we can answer that question. Seeker of Knowledge is asking, who was the angel Jesus sent to John in Revelation 1:1? Well, angel really means a messenger, or can have many meanings, and if, as you said, if it has shape, if it is form, if it has any manifested attribute, it is not the essence. So the greatest communication with God is heart to heart or direct communication. But in history and in the past, many beings needed a form in order to accept the message or revelation from God. The Prophet Muhammad, he has to see the, you know, Gabriel that revealed the revelation to him, or John in Revelation, he has to see an angel, a being, to come to reveal to him the revelation. So those angels have a material attribute. They are created for the benefit of the person who received the message, as our teaching clearly says. There is only 3 archangels, and they are the 3 gunas. That means they don't have any physical attribute. So angels with the physical attribute are creation of human mind, and they themselves create such a thing so they can have a relationship with God. But greater than that is absolute conscious to conscious, or spirit to spirit with God. Therefore, who was that angel? It was the creation of John's imagination. It probably was his own soul that he recognized and realized as an angel. And he wanted to worship him, but he said, don't worship me because I'm just a, you know, your imagination. The truth comes from God, which is the spirit, and the spirit doesn't have any form, shape, or physical attribute. Therefore, that's another thing humanity to recognize and realize, that it's not attached to the angels, to any attribute, to any belief, which is not consciousness and 3 creative forces. They might get distracted from going to the highest. So if you read the holiest, the revelation of the revelation, that's explained there very clearly, that now the angel really is needed for the people who need them. But those who really want to know God, they should go in a spirit and meditate and close their eyes, and anything physical, any sound, anything that is not ultimate. That's why, you know, they ask Buddha many times, you know, explain God. Here, says it's Nirvana. Or ask anybody, explain God. It's impossible until you experience it. That's why, as far as you have not experienced God, you have religion, you have dogmas, you have beliefs, you have opinions, ideas. But when you experience God, then you have the truth. You have a relationship with God. That's why the Christians are correct. You have to have a relationship with God. If you don't have a relationship, you know, you don't have the understanding of God. Now, what is that relationship is, of course, it's the direct relationship with the Spirit. That's what I said. There's going to be a time that all you worship God in the Spirit. What's that mean? You know, he said, you're neither going to worship in these mountains nor in Jerusalem. You are going to worship him in a spirit. That is, when you close your eyes, you do not become attracted to the physical world, but you meditate in the spirit and God, and eventually you create a direct relationship with God. Therefore, you will know the truth. You no longer have the opinions, your own ideas, what is right and wrong, but you know God's will, and you surrender to that will, and you become more and more one with him, and he will come through you. The more God comes through you, the more you realize this mission indeed is from God, this revelation have come from God, and we will become one more and more with one another, and so humanity also will become one. Because they can be separated. God created the whole humanity, the whole people. You know, you can't kill everybody anymore. If you are killing that person, you are killing yourself. You are one. If you make other person suffer, you are making God suffer. You're not going to create an environment that what is it for me is important than what is the will of God. And this is what humanity has been taught. They should have realized, you know, they can no longer separate each other and demonize one another and create an environment of we and them. Can't. No. God says clearly in this revelation, there is no separation between you children. You are all my children. You have been created by me. You might look different. You might have a different style or different language, which is being, you know, created by God. God created different language. They had a, you know, telepathic ability. God took that away, so there's different languages were created. Now it's to come, go back. Go back, have one language with one difference, though. The difference is the history of last 2,000 years that this revelation explains how it's been guided to this point. Humanity have to become one, but not become one to create the Tower of Babel, but to become one based on God's revelation for last 2,000 years and show that their goal is to become divine, not self-centered and selfish, and create separation and create the Tower of Babel, and therefore they go farther separated from God because they feel more powerful because they are one, but they are against God. That's not going to work. That is why the last 12,000 years and history is showing humanity. You have to bring God in all levels in your life and realize your oneness is based on him, and not create separation and destructive tendencies, but godly way of living. That is the lesson of last 12,000 years. Before the last 12,000 years, man had the direct and the connection to God. Zaluma is asking, how in practical terms can a human being who wants to be good find force to be good? Well, that's a good question, actually. Very good question. How in a practical way? Okay. You see, it's very hard to be good if everybody else is not good. It's very hard to be good individually. You can do it. But if everybody is good, if at least there is a belief or a system, and the community has been created to be good, then being good is not only is a virtue, but an expectation. in our society these days, being good is not expected. Having as much as I can, having as much as you can is expected, and no matter how you get it and how you reach to it, that is the base of the human life at this time. In this environment, you want to be good. Actually, if you try to be good, some people even look at you as strange. Why you want to be good? Why help anybody? Being sane is the news. But in the practical way to do it is the commons of life, is our teachings. It says God's will is to create commons of life where in that community you meditate, you realize yourself and see the goal of the life is to become divine. The goal of the life is not to have as much as you can. The goal of the life is not to become a doctor or this and that and be selfish and self-centered. The goal of the life is to become divine, to be good. If the goal is to be good, and that is the will of God, and the children are taught from the very beginning, that is the goal of the life, to be good, therefore more and more will become good and saints, and being saints actually is the norm instead of exception. In that environment, it's easy to be good because your goodness will be replied with goodness. Your goodness will not be replied with selfishness and selflessness and taking advantage of you because you're good. So, again, the conclusion goes back to our teaching, this revelation, that creates the community of light or the community based on the eternal divine path is needed for humanity to progress and become good and create the kingdom of God on earth. Of course, communities, there are many communities, but the only communities based on the eternal divine path will be the communities of light. And eternal divine path, of course, I don't know if you have been in our room, website, and study our teachings. The eternal divine path has three steps and two results. And the first step in the eternal divine path is awakening of the spiritual forces, meditation, chanting, dancing, or whatever helps you to deeply go inside and know thyself. And of course, this also covers all the mystical paths, which is Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, saints in Christianity, Sufis in Islam, and any other teaching that says, know thyself to know God, be still and know that I am God. That is the first step. All this religion, Hindus, Buddhists, they think they have the truth because they can go to God. But God said, if you go that path and come close to me, and you think you made it, I will be a sweet out of my mouth. I'll send you back. Well, if you're sending me back, what is the next step? The next step is the creation of the community of light. That is the message of the Old Testament. If you read the Old Testament, the whole Old Testament is God is trying to find these people, these elects, this tribe of Israel, the chosen one, the one that created the 12 tribe of Israel. He is trying to create a community. Community based on God. God is the king and his laws are the laws to follow. Now how we can create the community of life? Okay. The Old Testament says create community of life or community. God wants to see this community. The next step is a community cannot be created. Everybody is selfish and self-centered in it. A community can be created if everybody says how I can help the community in a greater degree. And that is the message of the New Testament. Christ came and he saw your brother or your neighbor as yourselves. He sacrificed himself for his ideal. He went to the cross and showed, in order to create a community, in order to create an environment that everybody can progress in a greater degree, is to sacrifice, not being self-centered. That's the third step in eternal divine path. Now, we sacrifice a lot and nothing happens. What happens to us? We become depressed. Or we sacrifice and if things start happening, we become elated and say, look, I have done it. I am the person is this. And by elation, of course, we create ego. Again, we cut ourselves from God. So being depressed or elated, going up and down, both are from ego, and the ego, the moment ego comes, of course, the separation from God will occur, for sure. You are connected from the Spirit. That was the first step of the eternal divine path comes by Prophet Muhammad. And he brings the teaching of Islam, means surrendering and submission to God. Surrendering means I do the will of God, I do the job, I do the work, I awaken my spiritual forces, I try to create the commonality, I sacrifice for it, but I surrender the result to God. So, the result is not mine. I am just here to do God's will, and I will do it in these three steps, but the result I leave to God. God, I did what you told me to do, but you have the result, I don't have it. Therefore, if it didn't happen, okay, it's fine. The only thing I will do is to reevaluate my approach to see why it's not working. Maybe I perfect it more to be able to be more effective in, you know, conveying this message to humanity. Otherwise, I'm not attached to the result. Therefore, if it's not happening, I just try to be doing my better. If I eventually reach the point I become so good at it and it start happening and progressing and going great, again, the result is not mine. Great, I'm doing better now. I'll find a better way to do it. That's great. But result is with God. So again, I'm free of the attachment to the result and elation of ego. And therefore, I'm free to continue doing it without attachment. Even greater than surrendering, of course, is submission to realizing all the time that God is doing it through you. You meditate, you create communities of light, you sacrifice for it, but you are not the doer. God is doing it through you, and therefore, if you are not the doer, what is all? I didn't do anything. Therefore, not only you are attached to the result, you not even know that, you know, that there is a result that belongs to God, because God did it, it is the result. You are free, absolutely, in this case. That is the, of course, highest spiritual realization. If you become absolutely surrendered and submit to God, you have reached the highest spiritual achievement. But of course, still you might become narrow and try to just help small portion of the universe. That is when the next step comes. That is the universalism. That is the message of Baha or Bab teachings. The teaching is God is one. They all are His children, and they have given a lot of practical suggestions to create one world that all are united. So the idea is that we are not separated. God is everything, and then when you become universalist, of course you realize God is your father and mother, and the universe is your home, and you shatter every narrowness of the mind of separation between man and man, and nations and nations, and races and genders and all that. You absolutely free yourself from all the narrowness of the mind. That is the message of Bab and Baha'i. So you can see this is a path, but at the same time, it unifies all the religions together and shows you the practical way to be good. The practical way to be good is to understand this revelation and get involved with implementing not only in your life, but on earth. Therefore, you create good people. As more and more good people come together, you are going to have a good environment. You are going to be in an environment that when you do good, you are not afraid that you are going to be punished for it. As it says, as many says, no good deed goes without punishment. That saying is correct in this environment. If you're good, then you will be punished for it. Because it's not appreciated, it's not encouraged. But in the comings of life, in our teachings, we are encouraging man to it. We are encouraging to meditate, to understand themselves and progress. They're encouraged to create communities of light, not being against the community, but being a productive member of the community. It's encouraged to sacrifice, to give up yourself, not to be self-centered. It's encouraged to know the will of God for you. How could I be good? How could I be better? How could I be more useful for the community? And then, of course, you shatter all the narrowness of the mind and become universalist. And then you have no, you know, separation from any part of the universe, and therefore you have absolutely free from any, you know, evil that come from the separation between man and man. You can see it right now on earth. People are attacking each other, beheading one another, creating wars, destruction, struggles, because they are them, we are us, or to them we are them, and they are there. And how many evils have come to man for the last 12,000 years? How many wars have been fought as the last war? Have they succeeded to bring the peace? Or he who conquered became dominating force and dominate others, and the very domination bring destruction to them, and eventually they become weak and another people become more powerful and they become dominating force. It's history, just read the history. Read the history. Nobody has won. Where are Roman Empire? Where is Persian Empire? Where is Grecian Empire? Where are they? They're not there. What happened to them? They were destroyed from the within. They were destroyed because that is the law. The law is who is dominating will be dominated. It's just simple. It's the law of karma. You know, great beings, great spiritual people have been talking to about the law of karma and sin, and the is humanity listening to it? This is the time now. The law is being given by the communities of light. By creation of the communities of light, we can stop war, destruction, struggle, domination. We don't have to dominate. We just live in the communities of light, sacrifice for it, you know, the will of God for us. We become a part of it. We create an environment that everybody progresses physically, mentally, spiritually, in the highest. And all earth is one, based on God and God's law. Therefore, this is the way of peace. This is the way to go to peace. Other ways will not make it. Because it's not from God, and God created this universe, and He knows what is correct for this universe. And this is it. Therefore, this is the practical way to be good, is our teachings again. See, no matter what the question, what the problem is, it will be solved with this revelation, with these teachings. And if we see this clearly, of course, I don't have what else you have in your life more important than this. It can't be, there should be. There isn't. So that is how you will be able to be good at the same time, not be punished for it, and create the kingdom of an earth. Sipat is asking to be divine means to receive the seventh spiritual initiation. Well, initiation in the mission is really for those who truly want to be a servant of God, a channel for these teachings, and they are 100% dedicated to this mission. In fact, initiation is to make you more in tune with my energy so we can work together. To reach a point that we become co-worker, we become a people that I can just say, look, see, we need this to be done in South America. Then actually, you have already started doing them anyway, but let's do it this way, or what do you think about how it is done? And eventually we discuss together and we decide, well, this is the best way to go and do it. So it's my life is not only coming here and giving the satsang, but during the week and all other times I'm working with other people in manifesting this mission in a greater degree. And I am looking for the people absolutely dedicated to mission 100%. So initiation is for the people who are really 100% dedicated to the mission. The message is for everybody. Everybody who goes to our website or come to this room or goes to their rooms during the week where the teaching is preached, or other rooms that shows the meditation, chanting, and discourses. After a while, they know the message. And if they follow Eternal Divine Path, they will become a part of this mission, either supportive or engaging. And they will progress in a greater degree for sure. So this initiation, which is the seventh level, of course, is for the people absolutely wants to become in my energy and vibrate. And we become co-workers in a greater degree. But if you do not have that dedication that needs to come initiated, you don't have to. It's not a requirement, really, to be initiated. If you see the teaching, if you see the vision, if you can help in any way you can, or have the ability to do it, that will take you in all levels. Of course, if you are initiated, there's no doubt about that. You will receive the true word of the name of God. The true name of God cannot be altered, cannot be said in the external world. That is the truth. That is why the children of Israel try to alter the name of God, they would be stoned. They knew it. That's what God said, don't take my name in vain. What is taking the name of God in vain? Trying to pronounce it, trying to alter it in the external world. He's a spirit. Do you see the spirit in the external world? Say, so here's the spirit, and his name is whatever? No. So his name cannot be altered, therefore, no matter what religion or what group or whoever they are, they say the name of God is this or that. The moment that the name of God is this, that's it. They lost it there. That's why Hebrews used to, you know, write the name of the God, HTVT. No consonant. You cannot read a word doesn't have any consonant in it. They were trying to tell humanity the name of God cannot be pronounced, cannot be uttered. And all the prophets of God knew his name. This is the first time humanity is being blessed to be initiated in this name. Therefore, what God doesn't give it to everybody? It's just like, you don't give knife to a child. Do you give a knife to an infant? What does he do with the knife? He cuts himself off. He's going to put it in his eyes. So this is the knife. Should I give it to everybody? It is a requirement. It has an astringent requirement to be initiated. But if you cannot follow those astringent requirements, it's okay. It still will be progress. The Hash mantra, Harium Shri Hang mantra, is really enough, at least in this lifetime. But if you can follow those astringent requirements, of course, then of course you have to know what it is. There is a writing in a website called Covenant with the Mission on Maitreya. Anybody wants to be initiated? Of course, there is the requirement of a tithe from the people who want to be initiated. That means 10% of your wealth and income. And a lot of people don't like it at all. But actually, that is what God asked people to give to the mission, to God and His revelation. People used to give it to people in Old Testament, then give it to New Testament, give it to Islam. That's what God said man has to do. To me, anybody who comes to this mission and sees that vision and sees the truth in it, automatically should do it. Not even without covenant. But in that covenant, of course, it's absolutely required and requirement, and a lot of people don't get turned off right there. They're not dedicated enough to do that. It's okay. As I said, it is not needed. You don't need to do it. But that is what God said it should be done. I'm not here a preacher of, you know, money-making preaching, you know, room or revelation. But that's what God said you should be doing. And whoever comes and sees this vision, you know, even without asking for an initiation, they should realize that and do it. But that's okay. It's between them and God. I'm not going to, you know, sit here and emphasize on that. But that's what God said should be done. So it's between you and God. But there is a part in the website. It says the covenant by the mission and Maitreya. You can go there and read it and see what the requirements are. And if you meet the requirements, of course, then you will be considered as being initiated. And your progress, of course, is going to be accelerated hundreds, thousands more than if you are not initiated, for sure. But when you are initiated, you are saying, I am absolutely dedicated to the mission, and I am here to serve you, to serve me, to serve this revelation. Then, of course, you know, I can work with you, I can discuss things with you, we can become a co-worker, close, and we can become one. I hope that answers your question, but reaching pure consciousness, of course, as I said, God said there's going to be 1,000 years before even those who have come to this mission reach pure consciousness. In the next 1,000 years, there's going to be a period of meditation and a struggle, and probably with 1,000 years, much, much, much more people know about the word and will reach through consciousness, but of course, it will accelerate those who will receive it in the initiation. I hope that answers your question. Lenny Rose is asking, God being him, herself, though me is the way to become peaceful. Is this your belief too? God being Him Herself to me. I don't understand that question. If anybody can understand it and explain it to me in a greater, better way, it doesn't make. I think the English is little needs help. If anybody understand it, either take the mic and tell me what the question is. Okay, go ahead, Lenny Rose.
Hi, Matria, or the messenger. Let me say, I believe that eventually, once we get our ego out of the way, then it will be God being Himself, herself, whichever gender, there is no gender, being Himself through me, or through us, is the way to become peaceful. In other words, I lose myself, and God actually takes over my being, who I believe I actually am. I'm just wondering if that is also your belief.
Yeah, very good question, Lynn. But the question is how you're going to get rid of that ego. The question is how you're going to let God come through all the time so you reach that peace that you're talking about. Yeah, I agree with you. We agree with you. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why actually we were just saying that surrender and submission to God is the highest spiritual realization. If you reach the point that God can do things through you all the time, and you meditate and you do those actions to create a community, and you sacrifice for it, and then you surrender and submit to God, then, of course, you reach that point of oneness. The question is, how do you propose to do that? That is actually what this path gives you. This revelation shows you how this path will bring you to that point of peace and unity and oneness, because by creation of the comings of light, physiological and safety needs of the people will be taken care of. By becoming a universalist, the peace and unity and the kingdom will come on earth, and therefore you have an environment that you're not agitated by wars, destruction, and rumors of wars. No matter, even when you're not in the war itself, this no longer separates you from the anxiety and the all the tendencies that bring those anxieties to humanity, because we're so connected together now. No, you cannot, something happen in other sides of the world, we can see it here in a couple of seconds, or in internet, or in television, or somewhere. So we're not absolutely disconnected. Therefore, you're correct. But my question is, do you have a way doing it? Or if you want to know how it is done, this is where you find it. You find it in this revelation, in these teachings, and then you will be able to see, yes, you're correct, absolutely, but this is the way. The way now has been given how to reach them. So, to answer your question, yes, we believe in what you say, but our approach is that God's already said how He is going to reveal it to us, how it's done, and now it's been done. If that answers your question, that's great. If it doesn't, just raise your hand or type in text, and we will answer you in a deeper level. Okay, apparently there's another question here. Silver is asking, when I get angry with someone who is doing an evil act, what am I doing? Well, actually, you are doing the evil act to yourself by getting angry to another person. Being angry, anger is not bad. I'm not saying anger is bad. Nothing is bad in this universe. God has been created everything for a reason, for a purpose. But if you are angry from the anger of the point of the view, not from the calm place of oneness with God, therefore your anger is from ego, and your anger is coming for your expectation and the energy will be directed back to you, because it is from ego, but it's not from the pure oneness of the spirit. Therefore, you are doing yourself even more harm than you are doing the harm to other person. And you think you are doing harm to other person, but you're not. The other person might get upset, might leave, might be unhappy while you become angry with him or her. But the person who really gets hurt is the person who uses the capability that God has given us in the wrong way with the ego presence. That's why, again, in this mission, the first step is to know thyself. The first step is to realize the stillness between breathing in and breathing out and becoming one of it, one with it. The more you become one with that stillness, the more you follow eternal divine paths. Then when you become angry, your anger is from that stillness, is from God, is effective, is just like a surgeon. Okay? If you are 5 years old or 6 years old and they give you a surgeon knife and tell you to go and perform surgery, you cut the person off all over the place and you never get to the disease to cure it. But if you become a very good surgeon, then if there is a tumor or something that a surgery needs to be done, you know exactly where to go, where to cut, how to get to the tumor, get it out, heal the person. And that is what anger is. Anger is just like that knife. If you are from that calm place, you see something has to be corrected. If you bring the anger out and cut the person open and then get the tumor out and heal him or her, great. Your anger is appreciated. You will not create any karma. You are using your anger for healing, not for selfish and egoistic reasons, and therefore it will become a good instrument. As we said, the tendency of the human is like a wild horses. You don't kill a wild horse, you tame a wild horse, and after you tame the wild horse, of course, you have a transportation, a beautiful horse that you can ride it and become friends with it and become companionship with that animal. But if you know, have you some tendencies and you haven't meditated, you haven't awakened the spiritual forces, you haven't followed the eternal friends, you haven't become a good person. You have not become that essence that you are. That essence is everybody. There's no one on earth doesn't have that essence in them, but they have forgotten that they have that essence. That's what they are angry, and they bring destruction to themselves, and we can see the results again on the earth. What's happening in this wars and destruction that is coming to humanity, they have forgotten to come from that essence, that calmness. Our leaders don't have that calmness, that essence. That's what, where they come from is destructive. When they come here is not an approach that brings peace and healing on earth. They are doing a lot of things they think is correct, but it's all coming from their ego, from the separation, from their own religion, background, and ego. And most of religion on earth is based on ego, and therefore it is bringing destruction to everybody. So, first of all, meditate, follow eternal divine path, know our teaching, reach that calmness and essence, then if you get angry, it's okay. Again, still asking, thanks, I am done with anger. Good. I hope use anger for good. I will go to God if I get angry and meditate. In fact, if you get angry, don't let the anger go out. If you get emotional, instead of letting it out and lose control, close your eyes. Look at the anger. Where does it come from? Calm it down. Get the hold of it. Get the hang of it. You know, so anytime any emotion, you know, is getting out of hand in any situation, instead of following it, stop yourself and close your eyes. and meditate on that emotion, and little by little, emotions become a part of the control you have on yourself. And therefore, emotion does not affect you, but you will affect the external world by correctly using those emotions. Emotions are not bad. We should have emotion. God created them. There is a reason for it. There's time to be angry. There's time to, as it said, there's time to kill. There's time to heal. There's time to for everything. But who decides to use that time is the question that should be those who have that karma. That's why in our teaching we rely on the Paramitas. Those who have overcome, they have reached that calm place. Then they make those decisions in a calm way without creating so much destruction and egotism that is on earth. And it is not going to heal humanity. It's not going to bring peace. And but if we create the leaders, the Paramitas, those who have awakened their struggles, they come from that calm place, they realize God and follow eternal divine path, they will be able to bring peace to humanity. Alright, I think we have reached the end of our time again. Again, these lectures will be posted to the internet very soon, if not today. By tomorrow morning, you will be able to download them in our website and listen to them if you want to confirm what been said here and listen to them and see what the answers and questions were. We will be here every week at 10 o'clock Mountain Standard Time till 11:30. This room is for conversation. We encourage you to go to our website, study our teachings, and see this new revelation of God and how all the humanity are unified and all religions have come from the same God. This is the end time. This is the time that humanity is going toward a leap of consciousness, of evolutionary consciousness and progress, and this is the way to do it. So, again, meditate on this carefully, profoundly, and realize indeed what we say is truth and from God. I leave you all to God. Be one and progress in this path. Salam, everybody.